Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page on the dossier on Demetrius.
When we heard that Yachty Bloom had engaged a messenger to collect a cabin trunk from Victoria Station, we knew we were on the right track. The Gestapo booty so many lives had been squandered for was the irresistible lure we had to attract Demetrius and lead him to the time and place of his final destruction. Sitting here now in the silent room at the end of the long corridor, it seems to me a lifetime has passed since word came through that the Poles were gathering and we prepared ourselves for action. But it's only 55 hours ago, the day before yesterday. Cutts came up to my flat, where I'd found Margaret Ridgway getting dinner for us as though it was the most natural thing in the world. Cutts had the news. One by one, Yachty Bloom's Soho thugs were drifting into Victoria Station. The deadline for the trunks collection was 9 o'clock. It was 8:10 when I left with Cutts and we headed back to the Thames Embankment. The fog was rolling up the river again. It looked like being a bitter night. Is Colonel Finch was waiting at headquarters?
He was when I left, sir.
And who have we at Victoria at the moment?
Oh, that's Inspector Frayne's pigeon, sir. None of ours.
Oh, yes, naturally. Frayne's keeping watch at the station. We take over when the messenger leaves with the trunk. And Yachty's black market fellows are there to report on any pursuit when the trunk's actually been collected.
That looks about the size of it, sir.
Which way are you going?
Along Whitehall. Then I'll be pointing to Victoria when we park along the embankment.
Mm-hmm. Cutts, just suppose we come to close quarters with them tonight. I mean, really close quarters. I want Demetrius left to me, do you understand?
No, sir.
Look, I'm not being dramatic. I'm taking Demetrius under my own steam if it comes to that tonight, and you'll keep out of it. You can hear me, can't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, see that you do as I say.
No, sir.
Now, look here, Cutts.
No, sir. You look here. You've got one arm in a sling with a bullet through it. You've had no bloomin' rest for 2.5 days. If you're having a party with Demetrius or Yachty Bloom or any of their blokes, it's a party I've got a standing invitation to. That, Yachty Bloom in particular. I wouldn't like to miss cutting him a piece of cake. You see, Major?
Do you take your orders from me or don't you?
Sometimes. Come off it, Major. Since when have you gone after codgers like Demetrius on your lonesome?
And since when have you... Oh, get on with your driving.
Yes, sir.
We confound this fog. If we have any complicated shadowing to do, it's going to give the opposition a head start.
Well, there we are, sir. And there's someone waiting for us on the curb by the look of it, too.
Hmm? Why, I do believe it. Well, sink my putt, it's Peter Ridgway and the other chap.
Hello there, Keane. Chap on the entrance said you wouldn't be long, told us to wait.
Well, it's good to see you. Hello there, Mitchell.
Hello, old boy. I see you've got yourself a purple heart. Wouldn't have a drink upstairs, would you?
Well, that might be arranged. But what goes on? This isn't a social call, is it?
We thought how nice it'd be if we declared ourselves in tonight.
Why tonight?
Oh, we just love Victoria Station, don't we, De Grey?
How did you know?
Sister Margaret. I take a poor view of you pinching at a cook foil. She generally looks after us.
Oh.
Seriously, old chap. Tonight's the night, isn't it? Mind if we take along?
You really want to, eh?
It'll be a long time before I stop waking up in the night, Keane, with Yachty's knife going into my back and grating off my spine.
And what about Mitchell?
Oh, I just need the pistol practice.
Well, where's the third of your trio? Paul Bonnet.
Bonnet will be around at the kill. Until tonight, we hadn't seen him for about 2 weeks. But you'll be seeing him at Victoria Station, too.
Cutts?
Yes, sir.
Well?
I think so, sir.
Then let's get upstairs, you chaps, and we'll see what we can do about that noggin for Digby Mitchell. And since we're declaring you in, you better see how we're running the show tonight.
Hello? Oh, I keep forgetting. I'm to break myself of that habit, aren't I, Haydee?
It's just after 8 o'clock. When are you and Yachty going to that storage place in Shaftesbury Avenue?
Very soon. You can prepare yourself for shock, Haydee. I've kept this till the very last minute because it's been vital to keep it absolutely to ourselves. We're not coming back to the ship.
We're not leaving when you get the loot?
Oh, yes, we're leaving. But not by the ship. And not with Yachty.
Then how?
One of the first men I sent to this country from Berlin nearly 2 years ago, when I set up our traffic with the forged papers, was a man named Zarahov. He was one of Goering's best men. He flew with the Luftwaffe. Zarahov's not his real name, of course.
Of course, is this leading to? We've always been leaving on the ship. You worked for months and months to acquire it.
All for a purpose. You see, it will sail tonight. And since MI5 seem to think we're on one of the 32 ships in this part of the docks, when it sails after our coup at Victoria Station, they'll immediately decide we're on board.
I don't care about the ship. Tell me how we get away.
Try not to interrupt, Haydee. They'll stop the ship probably in the Thames estuary. They'll spend hours searching her from stem to stern, and they'll find indications that we've been on board. But the master will have papers to show that he was quite justified in taking us at face value as passengers on board with the agent's sanction. And while they search the ship, we'll be flying to Portugal at 300 miles an hour.
With this man, Zarahov.
Zarahov works as a mechanic at a small charter aerodrome on the south coast. He owns this plane himself. Only he and I are aware of his identity or what he's doing in England. Only he and I, and now you, are aware that there's any connection between us. For 2 years, I've kept him in the background.
How do we get to this aerodrome, and what becomes of Yachty?
Well, of course, it's a pity about Yachty. He's been very useful to us in the past. But £100,000 would be far too much money for him to have all at once. And I've always been keenly aware of the fact that £1,000,000 isn't much good to us if there's a soul in the world who knows where we've gone to spend it. Do you see the point, Haydee?
So, of them all, Mazzotti, Buchmann, Rubenstein, Gonski, Werfel, and now Yachty. Of all the people who made this possible, only you and I are to remain.
Only you and I, Haydee.
I should be flattered. Why not me, too?
You should know, my dear, much of what I have done has been for you.
I still don't understand just what is to happen tonight.
Then listen, we haven't much time. I have a car hidden in a small garage in Hammersmith. Never mind the details. The people who own the garage think I'm a professional man who deceives his wife. After we get the trunk tonight, Yachty will drive us to this garage. He'll be given to understand it's part of the plan to throw off the pursuit. There we'll leave the Bentley. We won't need it after tonight. It'll be necessary to knock Yachty unconscious. He'll remain in the Bentley. The garage will be locked. The Bentley's engine will be left running, and that'll be that. Meanwhile, we'll have taken the other car and driven to the South Coast aerodrome. By the time they find Yachty, by the time they've stopped and searched the ship, we'll be in Portugal.
And Zarahov? I thought there was to be no one to tell of our escape or our destination.
There won't be, my dear. They'll bury Zarahov in Portugal.
You must forgive me if I'm slightly dazed. For so long, I've taken this ship for granted as our escape.
No one escapes by sea these days, Haydee. One tries not to be obvious. I'm rather proud of the perfection of our final arrangements.
But there is still one thing. After you get the loot, where do I meet you?
You don't meet us anywhere, Haydee.
But you said...
You said, yes. You come with us now. You'll be at the storage place in Shaftesbury Avenue with us.
But wouldn't I be an encumbrance? If anything goes wrong and you want to come back here...
Nothing goes wrong. And in this last hour or two, I want to be sure you're safe. You won't be out of my sight, Haydee. I'm leaving nothing to chance.
No. Nothing.
You've gone quite pale, my dear. I'd have thought you'd be elated. Time's running out. You, Yachty, and I leave at 9:15. So you've only half an hour to prepare. You needn't bring much with you, only what you can pack in a small bag. We'll replace your wardrobe from our million, and don't waste any time now.
If I can't warn Keane in the next hour, I'll have to go with him. And after Yachty, I know what that means.
Have a look at this map, Ridgeway. We've gone into this pretty thoroughly. We're using 5 radio cars and a rather remarkable individual called Paulus, who's worked out a technique for shadowing a car from ahead of it. Don't ask me how he does it, but I've seen him at work. Well, Paulus will stay in front just as long as he can. When he misses, one of the radio cars following gives him a blip. He takes his directions, speeds up on a parallel street, and gets in front of his quarry again without actually passing.
This is the messenger's taxi, after the trunk's been cleared.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The taxi's bound to be followed by some of Demetrius' chaps. There must be a dozen of them in Victoria this minute. So we have to be on our toes, or he'll know we are on the job. Now, the radio cars will be identifiable to us by... Yes, what is it, Cutts?
We're off, Major. The messenger's on his way to Victoria now, and the yard chaps are standing by. And a Pole identified as Herman Wolfe is talking to the second messenger. At the corner of Shaftesbury Avenue and Charing Cross Road.
Righto, chaps. Here we go. With 50 hours to go, there wasn't much point in thinking about Haiti. But there had been that note in Eustace Manningley's pocket to show whose side she was on after the affair at the sanatorium. So, on the way to Victoria, I kept asking myself over and over again, would I hear from Haiti? And was Demetrius going to keep her alive? If I'd known the answers, I wouldn't be going out of my mind now.
What happens to Haiti? Listen for the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.